95.7 The Hog. It's the Morning Hog Show. Riggs Guy, intern Steve, our pal Sheriff Mike Chitwood on the line with us. We're talking all things Volusia County. Let me ask you, is there a part of that, this whole situation, you think people are most misunderstanding? Because we sit on a daily basis and we read numbers and then we hear reactions and think, okay, do these two things match? Is there something that you've seen that you think, okay, the misinformation is compromising the situation?
I would tell you that I think the Department of Health needs to be completely rebooted, because, and this isn't a knock at anybody that's there, you do the same thing over and over and over again for decades, and then you get hit with a pandemic, and you realize that the Department of Health really isn't the Department of Health, because the Department of Health sits there and shuffles you off to somebody else. So I think that the Department of Health in Volusia County, for example, there is great people, outstanding people there, but, you know, it should be led by a infectious disease doctor. We don't have a doctor on staff. We have a chiropractor on staff. I didn't know we had a
You're kidding
outbreak
me.
Of a bad back. But you know, they're all good people, but they're not medical doctors. They're not infectious disease specialists. And I think going forward, that's what the counties should all have, is an infectious disease doctor. I mean, we have a little incident going on in our organization right now, where a couple of my deputies, a loved one very close to them has been infected, which puts us all on high alert, and there's testing going on, and there's all kinds of things. Well, I don't call the health department and ask for guidance. I call the infectious disease control specialist at one of our local hospitals and say, hey, this is my plan, critique it, tell me the best way to proceed. And that's what I think our Department of Health should be doing, is that. And if they can't find, and then contract with the local hospitals.
All right. Well, this is obviously there's been a lot of different critical times. I mean, I think the first critical time was that we all really realized we needed to go home and stop normal life activities. And then there was the masks came around as if not a necessity, at least an assist. You remember when you could maybe a crazy day at your job would be like a shirtless guy running from an officer and hiding under a baby pool in the backyard somewhere or something? Remember, those were good times, weren't they?
They were good times. I mean, you know, it was nice to get that call of that naked man or naked woman running down the street. You know,
right.
Instead of now, you have to stop and you have to put gloves and a mask on, and you have to worry about, you know, is this person have a disease, or have people coughing on us, wishing that we get the coronavirus and bring it home to our families. You have people coughing on vegetables and coughing on one another in line. It's like, come on, folks, give me a break here.
Are your numbers any? Have they decreased any? I mean, I would have assumed so, but of course we get these stories every day. It seems like just as a general crime rate, are things down at all?
Yes, they are. Domestic violence last week. Domestic violence for the same period last year was down about 20 some odd cases,
wow,
which was kind of a surprise. You figure it would go up, and then we're not out of this yet.
Yeah,
calls for service are down about 25%. The first few weeks of this, we saw an uptick in juvenile crime between the hours of midnight and 4 a.m., and most of those crimes were stolen cars, larceny car breaks, and burglaries. The stolen cars and the car breaks were because people leave their cars unlocked with their spare key in the center console or the glove box, they leave it unlocked and the guy goes in there or girl goes in there and steals their firearm, jewelry, money, whatever's laying around. So we've locked up 25 first-time juveniles for felonies since March 13th.
Wow.
The youngest being 11 years old, who went on a spree at 2 a.m. with a 16-year-old and 18-year-old. And we're about to lock up, if we didn't already put him in custody yet over this weekend, another juvenile who has never been arrested prior to this pandemic and school being out. He's going to be arrested for his third stolen car in 6 weeks.
Wow. Jeez. Just too much downtime, I guess. There's the downside of the...
I mean, we've seen it all. We've had, you know, and again, all the crimes with juveniles, the majority are occurring between midnight and 4 a.m.
Wow. Okay. This is one of those stretches, and as a reminder to everybody, keep the families tight. Keep them safe at home. When you're out, do your social responsibility. Clean those hands. Put the mask on. And listen, hopefully next time we talk to you, we'll... And if you need intern Steve to run naked down the street, we can put that in there, too. He's always willing, Steve, right?
Yeah, I don't mind.
Yeah.
Well, you know, one thing that has come out of this is we have had two career criminals. One tried to break into a house in Deltona, and the homeowner shot him. Thank God she was a bad shot.
Wow.
And
wow.
Then guy get caught breaking into a car, and the homeowner came out and confronted him and shot him. Oh. And he happened to be a bad shot as well. So you do have two, and that guy that was shot in the leg at 71 prior arrests, and he's out there at 4 o'clock in the morning breaking into a car. So, you know, if you think you're going to commit a crime, which amazes me, on somebody's property when almost everybody is home,
yeah,
and you don't think you're going to get shot, you got another thing coming to you.
No so kidding.
Keep that in mind in turn, Steve, when you're running down the street.
Okay. The only thing he's looking for is bananas. That's all he wants is bananas. But he'll buy them like a responsible citizen. Sheriff Mike Chitwood, we appreciate everything you're doing. And again, we want to make sure we mention the overwhelming amount of time that you're spending not only on the job, but you're also delivering meals to people, taking food to those in need. It's really remarkable. And we definitely want to piggyback on that and help you out this week.
Well, you can. It's not only me, my whole organization. I mean, we got deputies doing all kinds of things to try to ease this difficulty for our community.
Well, we're glad to be of any help, and very glad to have you in the position that you are helping us out too.
Can we force Steve to sit in the back of a patrol car?
Not naked. I
yeah, that's right. Oh, man. Yeah. Mask and gloves.
That's not gonna work.
In fact, full hazmat suit, Steve. Let's put you.
Mask, gloves, and disinfectant.
Deal. All right. Deal. Sheriff, thank you so much again for your time.
Stay safe.
Hey, God bless you guys, and God bless all your listeners. Stay safe.